Hey, everybody, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
We're here for the Friday Night Beer Blog. It is the reading of my weekly blog out on the back deck with the birds. While we...
Don't ad lib. You need to stick to the...
Stick to the script.
Script, yep. Or you're gonna screw something up again.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
What is TBI is going to set in. And...
This is the reading of my weekly blog. I write a blog about, life in general, I guess. And on Friday night, Mike and I sit out back, drink a beer, and I read it to him. And why do I read it to you, Mike?
Well, first of all, we drink multiple beers, not one.
The reason why
you do this is because some people don't like to read.
Oh, some people don't like to read. They like to listen?
Yes.
You just like to listen to
me. Or be told.
Is that what it is?
Or be told what to do.
On Friday.
I can't tell the difference.
On Friday, you just give up all control, and you're just like, just read
Friday?
It to me. Very fine. All right, this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Mile Wide.
Of course. I think I'm going to actually tag them this week.
Don't do that?
Is that embarrassing?
Don't ruin a good thing. They may not sell beer
anymore. They may like,
anymore.
please don't mention our beer. Yeah, so we're drinking the Force Ghost. I've heard that they have no more cans available. It's only available on tap. But we still have a few cans, and
well,
I asked you last week if we have
reserve. We bought two cases.
Well, are they not all in the beer fridge down there?
Oh, they are. I know.
I was going to say there are a lot left of those.
I've been taking inventory.
Yeah. The thing is, I asked you if you wanted to hold some back last week, and you said no.
No, we're not holding back. We're going to drink them, as we normally drink.
Well, you don't want to hang on to them because
they get funky.
We're
drinking them.
Yeah, they get funky if you hang on to them too long.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. You got to drink them while they're fresh.
Yeah. So, how was your week?
Good.
Yep. What'd you do?
Worked.
Well, that's the answer.
What'd you do?
I went to Nashville.
You did?
Which was odd. So, I think that was the first, it's a 2.5 hour drive. From
two and a half. I thought it was like three.
No, it's like 1:45 to Bowling Green. It's another 45, but then you got to get into downtown and all that kind of jazz. So it's about 2.5, but it's the furthest that I've driven anywhere by myself, I think, since before the pandemic. I mean, when the kids were younger, I used to drive for hours. I mean, I used to drive to Boston in a day or to Florida in a day to a field hockey tournament. Mm-hmm. So 2.5, it was crazy. But I went down to a book launch of a woman that I listened to on a podcast called The Influencer Podcast. It's Julie Solomon. She wrote a book, and I had heard her speak before, and I kind of just wanted to go. I thought it would be kind of cool, kind of outside of my norm of what I would do. Of course, as the event got close, I was like, do I really want to drive down there? But I did, and I got there early enough to go check out a museum project that I worked on during the pandemic of the
work trip.
National African American Music Museum. So I'm mentioning it here. So yeah, anybody that works for the IRS is listening. Work trip. Anyway, it's always fun to see a project that you've worked on in its actual installation in a museum and look around the museum. Wednesday, you raced.
Mm-hmm.
Always interesting. You won this week.
I did win, yeah.
Yeah, you winner.
That's because the other fast old guys didn't show up.
You know what? It doesn't matter. You don't tell anybody. You don't tell anybody that. You just say, I won.
I'm a realist. I know.
Whatever. It's kind of like when I'm
the oldest guy out there.
Do you remember that time I won that race and there was nobody else there?
Yeah.
And you don't tell people that. There was nobody else in the race.
I won.
That's what you do.
You didn't tell them, I was the only one that showed up.
No, you don't want to do that.
But you took prize money home, so.
Yeah.
Let's not get started with that. Unless that's a good lead into your blog.
No. That had nothing to do with what the blog is about. But, you don't tell anybody how many people were there. Unless they say, how many were in the race? And then you kind of have to tell them. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Win's a win. Win's a win.
Win's a win.
In my eyes, you can do whatever you, whatever
good,
little
I'm
mental games
I'm
you want.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with
so
that.
So then last night we went to a dance recital for our 10-year-old niece. Yep. She was dancing her heart out up there.
Yeah.
With her little Lindsay girl turned in knees. I thought that was funny because that's true. I have that.
You have it.
I have that.
Your sister kind of has it.
Does she? I've never noticed if Kathy does. But Ella definitely has my legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's cute. She has something. She takes after me in something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to hear this week's blog?
Yep. Let's do it.
Are you? All right. The title of this week's Friday Night Beer blog is The Soundtrack of Your Life.
Oh, my God. You've been listening to a lot of music lately.
I always listen to a lot of music. We were just talking about this earlier. I listen to a ton of music. I mean, if I'm not, I have headphones in all day. This is probably why I'm deaf. But if I'm not on a call on my headphones, I'm listening to music.
So tell me what you got here. Come on.
Oh, am I boring you with
my
chitter chat?
I'm eager since I can't read over your shoulder.
Oh, okay. So June 10th, 2022, the 69th official Friday Night Beer Blog. I knew that you would laugh at that.
We should drink.
I knew that you would laugh at that. So this is the 69th Friday Night Beer Blog. This week's podcast with Kenny Kephart was the 69th, the new old you. And I was reading on her Facebook where she put on there that she had been on the podcast and it was extra episode 69. And somebody... did one of those. And I was like, shit. I knew somebody would do that. We're such grown-ups.
Yes, we are.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Music. Music.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Of
oh, my
course.
Gosh. Uh-huh. That's horrible.
Mm. Music is the most amazing thing on the face of the earth. Truly. I think it... through the sense of hearing, outweighs every other experience by every other sense.
Oh, that's deep.
Sorry for you, smell of bacon, sight of mountains, taste of ice cream, feel of sex. Ooh,
yikes.
Them fighting words. Subheading, what is it about music? Now, that's a lot of power to give music, but think about it. I would bet every memorable time or absolute moment in your life is tied to music of some sort. For example, you may not remember your first real kiss, but I bet you remember it if a certain song was playing in the background. And every time you hear that song, you are immediately taken to that exact moment. You have a silly smile on your face.
I'm not commenting. It's inappropriate.
This is how couples determine their song. It may be a tune totally off the wall.
I should have a notebook and start writing notes for this one.
Are you taking notes?
No. Oh, I'll forget by the time we get to the end what I wanted to say.
It may be a tune totally off the wall like Love Shack. But if there is a story there... then something probably very formative happened for that couple while that song was playing. It's like a little window into their private life. For Mike and me, it is Jeff Buckley's Last Goodbye. That's the name of the song. You probably don't know the name. And if you've ever been to a party at my house where I've put together the playlist, I guarantee you that this song is on it. Subheading. It's always been that way. Music memories start almost immediately in life, and they don't fade. I don't remember much before the age of 5, but I can go right back to my little girl bedroom in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, listening to the promotional 45, that is, of Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People that my dad, who was a DJ, brought home from the radio station. I can vividly see it in my head.
I can see it, too. That's Jim Croce.
I was going to say,
in a bottle.
Wait,
it's the
you
same thing.
There.
No, same.
Oh, okay.
So that's my 45.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. Bandcamp will always mean Afrika Bambaataa's rock to the planet rock. Yeah. Hmm. And church camp will always be Def Leppard's Rock of Ages. Oh, we would jam out to that song.
Yeah,
and never will I forget the afternoon at Mamaw and Papaw's watching music videos on MTV because we didn't get it on our cable at home. All the summer afternoons dancing around their house to Madonna's Like a Virgin, digging on the red crew cut of Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams, and Van Halen's Hot for Teacher. Those are the three that come to my mind. And I will never forget that amazing week at Myrtle Beach between my junior and senior years and the beach crush I had on Mark Gormis from Richmond, Virginia, who introduced me to REM with Wendell G.
Oh, wow.
Heavy sigh. Music makes life so emotional. It will make you feel things deeper, love more passionately, and grieve even harder. And it can most definitely bring you incredible joy and make you feel things inside and out that you never thought possible. Subheading. There's always more to discover. Many say that they just don't make music like they used to.
That's true.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, and it's not true.
They make. Yeah.
There are many new types of music that are born from incredible creativity, creating all kinds of new emotional memories for the new young people. We're not young anymore, Mike.
Nope.
Just because you have music that you prefer, don't ever judge someone else's choice of music, because those feelings are very personal and close to the heart. And note, there are many types of older music still sitting there waiting to be discovered, if you haven't already.
I don't know about that.
Through life, we all fall into pockets and become reintroduced to music from the past along the way. I mean, who hasn't gone through a Beatles, a Pink Floyd, or a Rage Against the Machine phase? So if you haven't heard much of Rage Against the Machine, this is your permission slip to get on that ASAP. I guarantee there are people listening who are like, who?
Oh, I bet people are like, oh my God, them? Really?
Oh, Rage Against the Machine. Rocks. Subheading, creating new memories with new music. I encourage you not to limit yourself to the music that brings up only memories from your past. You need to be discovering new music to imprint on new memories. And there is new music being created all the time. You may not enjoy the music being played on mainstream radio these days, but trust me, there is great stuff out there outside of the mainstream channels, and you just have to go look for it and then be open to it. In fact, hi, Ian.
In fact,
maybe you should check out my friends Suzanne and Stephen Webster, who have a new streaming radio show called Radio Fortitude on @electromagnetic_radio, em-radio.com. Every first and third Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern, they are talking about life on board the boat that they live on, called the Fortitude, and then they're playing their favorite music. Or you can experiment on Pandora or Spotify or whatever your streaming platform is. And if there's a band, group, or single that you enjoy, ask the app to play similar songs. The world is full of amazing tunes, and you are bound to run into a few of them. So go get crazy, and don't forget to let all of that music transport you somewhere new. Feel it all. Okay, that's it.
Bam.
That's it.
I had notes I was
and you better hurry or you're going to forget them.
No, I literally have forgotten them and remembered them like 3 times through this whole thing.
Okay.
So
go.
So basically, the concept is, or the decision you're making is, that you will give up eyesight over hearing. So I'm going back to the very beginning.
I didn't say I wanted.
Think about the context,
I did not say I wanted to give it up.
You said.
No.
But you said no. You said it's the best over all of them.
It's yeah, but it didn't mean that I wanted to like forego the rest of them.
Well, if it comes down to it, that means if you want your sight over your hearing, you know, then you're going to choose the side of the mountains over.
You know, when I was writing this, I was like, I know exactly how Mike is going to read this or hear it. And that's exactly what I thought.
But okay.
And I wrote it anyway because it's true. I can't imagine going through life not being able to hear
it,
music.
I get it. It's like it's a major part of your
life. I can go through life without seeing your face every day. But music is pretty important to me.
It is important, and it's there's like it definitely like earmarks your life and your phases of your life.
It does. Absolutely.
And your phases of your life may or may not go with the phases of music, which is kind of another thing, is how they
sometimes the phase of music defines your life.
Yes, and
you know what I mean.
If you're lucky,
yeah. So, but you know, music not only helps you remember the great times, it helps you. It brings back really bad times too.
Yeah, it earmarks your life.
Yeah. Do you have any memories of music and anything you hear and you're like, oh, yeah, that was a bad time?
Oh, yeah.
Like?
I don't know, Billy Squire.
Billy Squire.
It was just a bad time in my life. I liked his music, but it was just
a bad time.
Bad time in my life.
You know, do you remember that movie, The Last American Virgin? Do you remember that movie
where
the dude was like so in love with this girl and she liked the bad boy, and the bad boy ended up getting her pregnant, and so he tried to help her, and then she ended up going back with that bad boy. Mm-hmm. Well, there's who sings that song when he finds out that she's gone back with that guy? I can't remember the name of the song. I'll have to look it up. I'll look it up and put it in the show notes. But that reminded me of every time I went out to chase my high school crush and I found out that he was digging on another girl that night.
He wasn't digging on another girl. He was digging on all the girls.
He was, but
and you weren't one of them.
And I wasn't one of them. Yeah, that was...
Because you scared him.
No, that was soul-crushing. Soul-crushing. So, yeah, when I hear that song, it reminds me of that situation. But anyway, thankfully, there are a lot more happy memories imprinted with music than bad. I mean, even later in life, you know, when the kids were growing up. I mean, I can't hear Jet.
I knew you were gonna say it. Yeah,
think of Kate
and her singing that in the living room. Yeah,
yeah,
she was all into it. How old was she? Four? I don't know. Five,
maybe three.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I gotta pull
that video out.
So cute. I can't hear Jellicoe Cats without thinking of Shelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Ian, do you have a tune?
I can think of the Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Now. And then that was last week.
Oh, his high school days.
All the techno and whatever that was. Yeah. He was into emo for a while, too. He was really big into emo. That was like, in middle school. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's looking at you like he doesn't remember that.
You don't remember? Oh, emo. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be glad when this phase is gone.
But, yeah, I have never written a blog about music, and music is so important to me. I don't think that I have. Have I? Have I written a blog about music? And it's such an integral part of my life. Well, music and dancing.
Yes.
Alone.
That's why YouTube said, hey, you need to watch this show, Dancing with Myself or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah.
So I and then I bought some concert tickets this week. So I've had music on the brain this week and I'm very excited. We've got tickets for multiple nights to go to Bourbon and Beyond and to Louder in Life festivals here in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're going to be seeing Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Pearl Jam,
Kiss,
oh,
Chris Stapleton, Jack White, Brandi Carlile. Oh, It's gonna be awesome. I mean, I haven't seen any live music since before the pandemic. So this
we're gonna OD on it.
It's gonna be epic.
And then we won't go for another concert for another 2 years.
I'm all about doing it all the way. Well, we do have tickets to see Rage Against the Machine next March.
Whenever.
The show that was supposed to happen 2 years ago. So, but that's gonna. I mean, you know, but they haven't been together in nearly 20 years. So, you know, what's another year?
Well, let's hope they can last another year.
Oh, yeah, look what happened to the Foo Fighters, huh?
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. What you got coming up this week?
Work. Ride. Eat.
Yeah.
Yard work.
Same old.
Short track.
You know, last week I said that this weekend was Father's Day, and I was totally wrong. I had my dates all wrong. It's next week. And you reminded me it's always
on
Ian's
birthday
weekend.
Week. Yeah.
So, yeah, our oldest son is going to be 25.
Quarter of a century.
Quarter of a century next weekend.
Quarter of a century.
That's crazy. You know, I've already kind of got my idea for the block next Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember being younger than 25 and what I thought life would be like at 25. I vividly, and there were no tunes involved. Let's just say that Baywatch was a big thing back in those days. And so it was kind of like, yeah, when I'm 25, I'm going to look like that. Guess what? It didn't happen.
I'm going to get my boobies.
One of these days.
I'm going to get my.
Oh, so yeah. So next week will be a big weekend. It will be Father's Day weekend. And Ian's birthday. More importantly, Ian's birthday, right?
He trumped me. And actually Nana's birthday, too.
Yeah.
Pour one out for our homie.
Pour one out for the homie Nana.
Nana.
I almost said grantee.
Yeah.
We can pour one out for her, too. That'd be fun. All right, everybody. We hope you have a great week. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate, but only if you've liked it. Don't rate if you didn't like it. And leave a review for Mike.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Leave a review, but don't rate it based on me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And share, because we need to talk about some music. All right, everybody. Until next week, we'll see you.
See you.